certainly want to praise the Lord tonight for his presence. I want to thank the Lord that, you know, it grows sweeter every day. I can truly say Jesus grows sweeter every day. He's so precious, and I just want to thank you. I thank you, Lord. And I remember Sister Evelyn with that song. I believe she wrote it. And it was always such a blessing to me. Oh, Father, how we can give him the glory and the praise, no matter what. God does grow sweeter every day. I can truly say it. From the day that the Lord saved me and healed me, the Lord Jesus has kept me all these years, just loving him, serving him daily as best as I can. And I want to thank him. I want to thank him for allowing us to be here, this precious place, this holy place. We just want to say thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Amen. Wonderful.
God is so good.
God is so good.
That I read this morning, those of us in the weekly Sunday school were given New Testament in the New Living Translation. I didn't bring mine in tonight, but today's reading starts us into the book of Romans in the first chapter. And sometimes it's good to read in a different translation because other thoughts will jump out at you that you didn't see quite that way before. And the one thing that impressed me this morning was that we are called to belong to Jesus Christ. And we are also called to be holy. Now, the words are given a little differently in the King James and the NIV, which is what I have here. We're called to be saints, but it means we're called to be holy. And I thought, how wonderful. We're here in Pilgrim Camp because God has put a desire in our heart for him. And he's called us to himself. And in that call, he's also called us to be holy. And I know some of us may have had a thought, and maybe some of you still do, what's so beautiful about holiness, even though we sing that song, worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness, but it's really a very, very beautiful thing for God to be able to take us and clean us up from all the filth of the world and take the desire for that world out of our heart that we don't even want it anymore, and we have that desire for him and to follow him. And I'm so glad for that call. When Jesus calls us to himself, he also calls us to a life of purity, a life of holiness. He calls us to be holy, and then he empowers us to live that life. Because I can't live it on my own. And I doubt that you can either, but we can through the strength of Jesus.
Yes.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you,
Lord. Glory to God. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He has done so much for me, and I cannot tell you. I'm so glad for Jesus. I'm so thankful at this time here. I'm just waiting upon him. And today is worth waiting something, how the Lord helped me. And as I walked on the dining room up here, suddenly, Lord, you have so much patience and so much love for me. I just the patience to go after me, to keep me. He saved me. I know he saved me. And that's real. He's my Savior. And every day he's there. And like many times when I make mistakes or when I felt so guilty, he just came to me again and again and just lifted me. And I want to thank him for that. And even today I just said, Lord, you have so much patience. And I just had to thank him. And I just praise him tonight. And I know. And then I asked him. I came up here and said, Lord, there's a situation. I don't know how to handle it. And he just showed me that I will find you with my life. He didn't tell me how he's going to do it, and I don't need to do that. But he will guide me step by step. And don't we have a wonderful Savior? I just want to pray.
Amen. Wonderful.
Each step I take, my Savior goes before me, and with his firm hand, he knows the way. it there. I try to sing songs that I figure if I don't know them, he'll bail me out.
Lily knows that. Praise God.
I thank God for letting me come to camp this year because I learned to really how to appreciate what all the staff members do and how like the importance of the how the camp works. And then I also learned from the meetings how to like praise God and how prayer is very vital to like pilgrimage and a Christian walk. So.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise
God, Lord. Thank you.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory.
Melissa expressed her concern about the cottages and how she felt that maybe they weren't going to be taking anything home with them after, you know, they'd worked with them for 2 weeks. And she reminded me of something that happened to me just before I came to camp. I was working with my VBS in my church, and I was like the whole group leader, and I had about 9 kids, and they were between the ages of like 6 and like 12. And I felt kind of like, you know, I had such a short amount of time to like share with them, you know, how great God is. I mean, it shouldn't take me that long. I could easily tell them, but they don't understand all the time. And my younger cousin from Tennessee had come up, and he switched into my group halfway through because he was unfamiliar with the people there. And I didn't realize the change we made in him. When he came up, he was very loud and very rowdy and very hyper. And by the end of the week, he was only there for 1 week, and he had completely changed. And I was in the car one night, and he was there, my sister, my grandmother, and my grandmother was quietly trying to tell me how she felt about his attitude. And she said to me very quietly, she was like, "Oh, you know, I feel like he's had such a change in him." And then he was in the back seat, and he must have heard her. I don't know if he heard her or not, but he said, "You know, I feel like VBS really changed me." And I said, "Okay, this is like the perfect chance, because I know his older sister is saved, but he wasn't, and his mother and stepfather are not saved, and they moved away from my grandmother, who used to take them to church." So I said to him, "Well, what makes you think you changed?" And he said, "Oh, I don't know, I'm a good boy, and I was never a good boy, but now I'm a good boy." And I started to cry, I was driving, so I was like flipping out, but he was like, "I'm good now, and I never was good." And he was like, and I said, you know, and I got the chance to then talk with him and say, you know, "Well, what made you change?" And he's like, "I don't know." And he didn't understand, like, what that change was in him. He saw the change, but didn't know why. And I said, maybe it was church. And I said, "Well, why do you go to church?" And he didn't even know that, because he was so unfamiliar with it. And I explained to him, you know, why we go to church and, you know, why these different things happen and why he was changing. And then he finally understood, and, you know, he prayed the salvation prayer in the car with me that night. And it was, like, such a blessing to me to see my cousin saved there with me. So I know that when he goes home, he'll have his sister with him. And that I'll know in my heart that when he goes home, that he'll have someone there to guide him somewhat. Mm-hmm. But, I didn't even realize what a difference like myself and my family had made in him in such a short amount of time. I took him with me wherever I went. If I went to the mall, if I went to the store, and I took him and his sister and my brother with me. And, you know, I showed Christ through myself to him and my younger brother. And and my mother told me one time, she's like, "You can't save the world, Sarah," because sometimes I try. But, you know, it was such a blessing to me to see that, you know, I did make a difference in someone's life. And I just, like, I thank God for, the things that he's doing in these children that we don't always see, and that they do recognize and that we may recognize, but sometimes we don't understand where it's coming from.
Thank you.
Now, Sarah reminds me that the Brother Eddie told me that the Wilson Avenue Mission, or no, Williamsburg, the Williamsburg Pentecostal Church has their closing program tonight for their Vacation Bible School, and I'm sure it would be right for us to pray for them.
Yes.
That God will meet them, that God will
speak
to those parents and friends that come.
Jeez.
That the presentations are given, or however they may conduct that. That the gospel message will go forth in the power of the Holy Ghost. That the presence of Christ will be manifest to touch hearts. And that Jesus will be revealed.
Yes,
in
Lord.
And through
yes, Lord.
Our brothers, sisters. Let's just look to Him right now. Now they're gathered together just right now as we're here, they're having their program. Let's pray for God's anointing and God's rich blessing to accompany that time.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Would you pray with us, Sister?
Draw our hearts to yourself today.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we thank you for this another opportunity, O God, that you've given our church, Lord, to bring children to you and adults to you, to come to know you, O God, in a real way. Lord, we thank you, O God, for the good testimonies already that you've heard, Lord, of how you're touching even the little ones, Lord Jesus, and causing them to know, O God, that Jesus, you do save, O God. Lord, I pray tonight, God, that as they close their, session with you, Lord, I pray, O God, that you come. Come in a very special way tonight, Lord. Oh, God. Touch these children, O God.
Yes, Lord.
Jesus, only your good hand, O God, can touch them and make the difference in their lives, Lord. And, oh, God, you see how many are from homes, O God, that do not know you, O God. But, Lord Jesus, it doesn't make a difference to you. You're able by your Spirit, O God, to penetrate these souls and hearts and to bring them to know you, O God. We've seen that in the past, and we know you're never changed, O God. Yesterday, today, forever, you remain the same. Oh, Jesus, reach forth your hand and in mercy, O God. Bring many to you tonight, Lord Jesus. Let your word go forth, O God, in power and the Holy Spirit, Lord. And Jesus, do the work, O God, that we cannot do in ourselves. But, oh, Jesus, as we're used of you, Lord, let your precious will be accomplished, Lord. Come to Brother Gordon, Sister Martha, at this time, fill him, O God, in need. Lord Jesus, imbue them with, O God, power from on high. Yes, O God, surround them with your Holy Spirit, O God, and accomplish your purpose, O God, as only you can. We thank you for what you are doing and that's what you continue to do in these lives. We ask it in Jesus' name and we thank you, Lord. Thank you for the answer, Lord.
Amen. Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
In Jesus, my Savior.